God bless you, saints. I just want to sing this song to the glory of the Lord, for He knows all the things that I lack, but He's my anchor, and I just wanted to thank Him for that. Upon life's boundless ocean, where mighty billows roll, I fix my hope in Jesus, blessed anchor of my soul. When trials fierce assail me, as storms are gathering o'er, I rest upon His mercy and trust Him more. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He has the power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. He keeps my soul from evil, and He gives me blessed peace. His storm has stilled the waters and bid their tumult cease. My pilot and deliverer, to Him I all confide. For always when I need Him, He's at my side. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He had the power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. He is my friend and Savior, to Him my anchor is cast. He drives away my sorrows, and He shields me from the blast. By faith I'm looking upward, beyond life's troubled sea. There I behold a haven prepared for me. For I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He had the power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages. I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. I've anchored in Jesus, for He had the power to save. I've anchored in the rock of ages.
Amen. God bless you, sister. Thanks very much. Amen. That's a blessed song. Amen. Yeah, anchored in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing the song. The Great Physician is here tonight. Amen. Let's stand. Amen.
Physician, I've been near the sympathizing Jesus. He's big the truth when I do cheer. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Oh, sweet as Lord and Savior. roll ever sang, Jesus, blessed Jesus, your many sins are all forgiven. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus, go on your way in peace to heaven, and wear a crown with Jesus. Oh, there's no in seraph song sweetest name on mortal tongue. Oh, sweetest carol ever sang, Jesus, blessed Jesus. Oh, glory to the dying Lamb, I now believe in Jesus. I love the blessed Savior's name, I love the name of Jesus. Oh, sweetest note in oh, sweetest name on mortal, oh, sweetest carol ever sang, Jesus, blessed Jesus. And when to the bright world above, we rise to be with Jesus. We'll sing around the throne of love, His name, the name of Jesus. Oh, sweetest note in seraph song, sweetest name on, oh, sweetest carol ever sang, Jesus, blessed Jesus. Oh, sweet Prince of song, sweetest name, tell tongue, oh, sweetest carol ever sang, Jesus, blessed Jesus.
Amen. How many want to bless His name tonight? Hallelujah. Let's just bless His name. I bless Your name. Amen.
With bleeding stripes, pulling sighs, as break that night, and in their pain began to sing, their chains were loosed. They were free. Oh, I bless Your name. I bless Your name. I give You honor. I give You praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. Your name, I bless Your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find you're in a prison in your mind, reach out and pray, defy those chains, and they will fall in Jesus' name. Holy Son, I bless your name. Oh, let's bless his name. I bless your name. Oh, I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name, I bless your name. So if you find that in your life you're in the midst of times so hard, reach out by faith to heights unknown, and you will find you're not alone. Oh, I bless your name, I bless your name. I give you honor, I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. Your name, I bless your name.
Amen. Tonight we've come to his presence. I believe we all want to reach out and touch him tonight. Sing the song, Reach Out and Touch the Lord.
Touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find it's not all to hear your heart cry. He is passing by this moment, your need will supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as you. Reach out and touch the Lord, oh, as he goes by. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find it's not too busy to hear your Lord's cry. Is passing by this moment, your needs will supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
Yes, this evening he's here. He's not even going away. He's not passing away. He's in our midst this evening. Why don't you stretch forth your hands with your heart behind? Just touch him now. Say, Lord, this evening I thank you. You are here in our midst. And I stretch forth my hands and I touch you, God. from my heart, O Lord. Oh, yes, because you are the Lord. He said we can touch you, Lord, even with all our infirmities. So this evening, Lord Jesus, oh, Father, we bless you, Lord Jesus, that you are in our midst, Lord, and we can, Father, touch you, Lord. Father, touch us back. The Lord Jesus, whatever, Lord, is not right in our hearts, in our lives, in our thoughts, in our minds, Lord, we will surrender them, O God. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we submit ourselves, Lord. We bring ourselves, Lord, under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. We bring our thoughts, our minds, our heart, our spirit, our soul, everything, O God. We bring them, O Lord. We offer them, O Lord Jesus. The Lord, you will consume us with your fire this evening. Lord Jesus, we commit this evening to your hands, knowing that, Lord, you have called us. And even as we have gathered here, O God, we know the Lord. We will never leave here the same. Because, Lord, you have purposed this meeting, even before the foundation of the world, that you meet us here, O God. And, Father, you will bless us, Lord. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let the purpose of this day, of this meeting, O God, let it be our portion, Lord. Amen. And, Father, even we commit our brethren who are not here, O Lord, into your hands. O Lord, reasons why they are not here, O God. Father, you know everything, Lord. Amen. Father, wherever they are, oh, reach out and touch them, Lord. Amen. Let your blessings be upon them, O God. Even our children, Lord, we commit all of them into your hands. The Lord, oh, you protect them, O God. As we live in this evil age, Lord, we know that it has to take only your word, O God. Oh, which is the covering, O Lord. Oh, to cover us, Lord. Keep us in the secret of your tabernacle, Lord. Amen. And this evening, Lord, as we turn to your word, O God, we pray, the Lord. We are here to pray. Father, grant us that spirit, Lord. Oh, let something, O God, be uttered through us, Lord, which is being done by the Holy Spirit, O God. Father, we pray, the Lord Jesus, this evening. Oh, your word, O God, will inspire us, Lord Jesus, and lift us up and make us, Lord Jesus, oh, the way how you want us to be. That we will pray, O God, and ask for the things, the Lord, is your will, O God. The Lord Jesus will be lost completely in you. We pray, O God, the Holy Spirit will sweep over us this evening and bring, Lord Jesus, the life unto us. In Jesus' name, O God, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. We thank the Lord for this evening. I have a little cold, but I know it's not me, it's the Lord that is here to do his own work. Amen. And tonight, we are going to look at this topic, the renewing of our minds, the renewing of your mind. When we come, many a time, we have our requests, but the thing is, the most important thing, we make sure that our minds are always renewed. You know, we have our cars, our vehicles. At a point of time, we need to change the oil and everything. Praise God. So that everything be renewed. So also, as we go about our businesses and other things, we might have been encountering or experiencing things that are not in line with the word of God. So sometimes we need to take the word and look into it and renew ourselves. So tonight we have about three scriptures to read. But let's first turn to Matthew 13, 1 to 9. And let us look at these people that Jesus was speaking to them. (Clears Matthew 13, reading from the first verse to the ninth. Let's hear the word of God. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth. And forthwith they sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. And then verse 9, it said, Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. Are you taking notice of this statement all the time? Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. Since that time, have ears heard these things? Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 2. We'll read from 9 to 16. Since from that time, have ears heard? 1 Corinthians 2, 9 to 16. First Corinthians chapter 2, 9 to 16. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Then our last reading is Romans 12, 1 and 2. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Lord, this evening we are here, O God. Father, we want our minds to be renewed. Something that, Lord Jesus, will be acceptable before you, God. So, Lord, this evening we want to bring ourselves, Lord, with confession, O Lord, upon our hearts, so that, Lord, you renew us, O God, by your word. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall we be seated? Now we look at the first text. Matthew 13, 1 to 9. Give us it. Let's look at the verse 2. It said, Jesus that day had come from that house and sat by the seaside. He was sitting by the seaside. Then what happened? A great multitude gathered unto him, till he had no space to even to stand. Praise the Lord. So he had to move into what? Into the boat. Praise God. Watch it. A great multitude. Praise the Lord. He could not have a space even to stand. So he had to move into what? Into the ship. And sat there while the whole multitude were on the shore. Then verse 3. He said he spake many things. Many things. Oh, many things. And all in parables. And one of them is what? The story of a sower. Went to sow forth. And he said some of the seed fell by the wayside. And the fowls of the air came and devoured it. Some fell in upon stony places. And then watch. He said they had not what? Much earth. See, stony places, there are not much earth. All the time, look at it in the spiritual realm. Amen. Amen. Stony places, there's not much earth. There are earth around, but not much. Praise God. Take it in the spiritual realm. And forthwith, they sprang up anyhow. Because of what? The little earth that was around. The seed sprang up anyhow. But the earth, there was no deepness. Praise God. There's no deepness of the earth. And so when the sun came, as trials, all problems came, they were scorched because they had no root. See, there's no root. So they withered away. And some fell among what? Thorns. And the thorns sprang up, choked them. Praise God. It's always the words that choke people. See? But other fell on good grounds and brought out what? Fruits. 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. Then Jesus said, who hath an ear? Let him hear. Praise the Lord. And we know that after these things, the disciples came to Jesus and asked Jesus, but why speakers to them in parables? See? And Jesus said, they are fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah. See, it's fulfilling what? The prophecy of Isaiah. Because Isaiah said something. He said, they seeing, see not. See? Christ standing before them. They are seeing Christ. But they see not. Praise the Lord. Christ in your hands, yet you don't see it. Because he knew their hearts. He knew all of them, their hearts. Whilst he was even preaching, they were just what, taunting him in their heart, deep, quietly. Eh? But Jesus knew everything. Look at this man. So he wants to say that he's better than our Pharisees. Look at him. Even if you were born out of wedlock. Who is this man? See? Christ standing before them. They could not see. And hearing the prophecy of Isaiah, I think it's in Isaiah 64:4. That prophecy. Let's see. Isaiah 64:4. Isaiah had prophesied it long before. He said, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by their ear, neither had their eyes seen. Oh God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waited for him. Amen. See? These are the people. Said they are fulfilling Isaiah's prophecy. And neither do they understand. See? Mine. This needs a renewing of the mind. Praise the Lord. If that's the condition, it needs what? A renewing of the mind. For these people, their heart is what? Waxed gross. Jesus said, these people, their heart is waxed gross. And their ears dull of hearing. And their eyes, they are closed. Though their eyes are open, but he said they are closed. See? So what is wrong with these people? The only thing that we can say is that they are mindful of themselves. Praise the Lord. They are mindful of themselves. See? They are closed up in their own thoughts. They live with their own thought, their own mind. Their heart is what? It's waxed gross. And so this their heart, some are wayside hearts. Some are stony hearts. Some are what? Hearts that are what? Within tongues. See? That's how it is. Great multitude. Just imagine. Great multitude. They have gone to see Jesus. And Jesus had not even enough place to stand. So great multitude. And you wonder. You wonder why they weren't prepared to open their hearts. You wonder why they weren't prepared to open their hearts. They might be mindful of something else. They might be mindful of something. All what I'm saying, we are taking it to ourselves, brethren, as we are seated here. We have come to see him, isn't it? You've never come to see Brother Maxwell. You've come to see him. And whatever I'm saying is not my own words. It is his word. And so maybe you are seated here. You already, your thoughts and your minds are what? A kind of wayward, wayside. a kind of was Tony. I don't know. But meanwhile, this is what? Tonight we are here to renew our minds. And renewing our minds, it comes from what? The heart. Praise God. You can only renew your mind through what? Through your heart. So we can see someone like the rich young ruler. He saw something in Jesus Christ, which he so much appreciated. And he went to see him. And in the message book, The Super Sign, the prophet was just saying something about it. He said, Jesus meant something to this young rich ruler. And he came to Jesus and said, Rabbi, what must I do to have eternal life? He said, keep the commandments. And then the young man said, I've done that since a child. And Jesus said, according to what the prophet said, he said, you want to be perfect then. See? You want to be perfect then. Then Jesus said, follow me. Amen. Follow me. Then the prophet said, but he went away sorrowful. It was too much of a price for him. Too much of a price. Where is it? The whole thing was in his heart. See? It was on his mind, rather. It was all his mind. His mind. Say, that means I can't go to this place anymore. I can't do this my business anymore. All in the mind here. That means I have to lose all my wealth to follow him. See, everything was here. He didn't receive it here. Praise God. So, I did not see. Ears didn't hear. And it never entered into the heart. Praise God. So we see the people, the children of Israel in the wilderness also. They have been given a promise. A lot of things have been done to show that Moses had come with what? With the power of God. But because they also, they were what? Closed up in their minds. Everything was in their minds. What happened? Their carcass was fell in what? In the wilderness. In Numbers 14:4. They said, hey, let's go back. Let's go back. See? Let's go back. We can't see this situation. We can't. Let's go back. Because you see, when over there, the fish that we were eating, see, the cucumbers, the melons, the garlics, see, the leeks. And now our souls is dried up. If you want to read that one, it's in Numbers 11, 5 and 6. Our soul is what? Dried up. Because every day it is always this manna, manna, manna. How do you sometimes, look, I have to confess, sometimes when things become so monotonous, when become monotonous, every day does, they say, but why every day this way? Praise the Lord. Brethren, they needed the renewing of their minds. Everything was in their mind. Let's go back. Because we remember the fish that we were eating. The garlic, the melon. All over there. See? So let's make a captain and let's go back. Everything was here in their mind. But if only we would surrender our thoughts, then the heart takes over. Amen. If we surrender our thoughts, the heart takes over. It's true. Brethren, just watch. See, sometimes you go to watch yourself closely. Examine yourself closely. You see that sometimes when something is said, you see, it goes right deep into your heart. Sometimes it lingers here and you begin to reason about it. Praise the Lord. But it shouldn't be here. It must be received by the heart. Even between you and people, yourself, sometimes someone will be here in your mind. Please drop it. Let the person come right here into your heart. Amen. Because if the person is here, my brother, my sister, they will be reasoning about that brother. They will be reasoning about that sister. Take everybody here. And when you take everybody here, it renews your mind about the brother. Praise the Lord. It renews your mind about the brother, about the sister. That, oh, that's a wonderful brother. That's a wonderful sister. Praise God. But if you keep it here first, there will be reasoning. See your brother, let him be in your heart. Just examine yourself. Tonight, if anyone is here, drop it into the heart. And you see that he is what? A true brother to you. He's a real sister. Praise God. Take notice of that. The same thing when the word of God comes. It has to go deep here. And you see that when it comes here, then it begins to work through your mind. Praise God. And so anything that you say is what? Oracles. They are all blessings. The word, when it comes, receive it in the heart. And it will renew you. If you want to be renewed, the word of God must settle in your heart. That is the good grounds. Praise the Lord. That is the good grounds. Here is wayside. Here is stony. Here is what? Thorns. But in the heart is the good grounds. And when they fall into what? The good grounds. It does what? It yields 100-folds, 60-folds, 30-folds. Praise God. Watch it. It is true. That's the word of God. The renewing of our minds. One time, there was a leper, Naaman. He had tried all physicians. He could not get healed. Let me just pick somebody. I don't want to pick someone now who has maybe God used him. We will come to that. Let's look at the time. Okay. So let's look at Naaman. Just a common man like you and me also. And he was the captain of the host of the army of Syria. And he was leprosy. He was leprous. And there was an Israelite girl who was a maid in this captain's home. Then one time he said, there is a prophet in my land who could what heal you. Praise God. So He went to the king of Syria, took what? Papers and everything to go to Israel. And when he went there, he went to see the king himself over there, showing the papers that he's come here for healing. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he was directed to what? Elisha. And then, what happened? He was waiting for the prophet to come out. All he saw was that a servant has come. Gehazi. He said, my master said, go and dip yourself 7 times in the Jordan River. But where is the prophet? I came to see the prophet. So he cannot even... Don't you know that I'm the captain of the host of Syrian army? That time, Israel was under Syria. And me, the captain of the army, have come. And the prophet could not come and see me, sent you. See, everything was here in the mind. Praise the Lord. Everything was in the mind here. So he was struggling with it. He felt himself what? He's somewhere above everything. Why should it be so? Oh, brethren. Then let's look at our prophet, William Branham. See, that's the way how God does things. And it goes over the head of what? People that say that they are wise. The prudence, it goes over their head. God working in simplicity, in unusual things. He uses them. Base things. So Christ will never come to you the way you expect it. Praise God. Christ will never come. The word of God will never come to you the way how you want it. Take notice of that. That is when the word, if it comes and it doesn't come the way you expect it, you receive it here. Hey. You receive it here. Watch it. As long as it is the word of God, receive it here. Naaman was looking at he himself and looking at that servant standing before him. Say, who are you? Where is the prophet? Failed to come and see me? He received a message in his head. So he was reasoning. But when that small girl pleaded to him, said, look, listen to the instructions. Because it is thus saith the Lord. It comes from the mouth of the prophet. Do it. Sir. Still in the mind. And even, why did he ask me to go back to what? Syria. Damascus. Where we have, what? Better rivers. This dirty, dirty Jordan. See? Everything was in the mind. But when that girl spoke to him, and the whole thing fell into his heart. You see, when it came to the heart before, he said, okay, I'll do it. See, praise the Lord. He looked at that small girl standing on her grounds. I said, look, don't go, don't defile this instruction. Go and do it. Then it fell upon his head. All the what? Outbursts and everything came down. Praise God. It has fallen where? The word now has fallen to the heart. So he moved forward to go and do it. See? And the prophet said, let's read something what the prophet said. You know, Naaman thought, now I want to get rid of my leprosy. And Elijah said, you go down there, the muddy Jordan, where she empties into the Mediterranean Sea. Oh, Naaman said, my goodness, aren't the waters better around in Damascus and up there? Oh, they are pretty and clear up there. Oh, he said, why I can't go up there? You know who I am? I'm the captain of the guard. I'm the general of the host. Listen to what the prophet said here. Oh, I loved it. He said, well, if you want to get rid of your leprosy, go down there. Amen. But if you want to keep your leprosy, go up there. Oh, yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. If you want to get rid of your leprosy, go down there. Amen. But if you want to keep it, because he said, but up there in Damascus, there are what? Better rivers. So, if you want to keep your leprosy, go up there. Amen. If you want to get rid of your thoughts, of your minds, oh, praise the Lord, go down there. Amen. The meeting place where you meet him, and what happens? He will lift you up. Praise God. So tonight, let us go down. Let us go down. Because up there, there is nothing there. You go, you bring yourself up, you will come down. But if you go down, you'll be brought up. Amen. And he said, I can see him walking out in the water. Could you imagine? Oh, that hurt his prestige. It hurt his prestige. I can see him, see? It will hurt his prestige. Come back up, still had the leprosy. The prophet said 7 times. But after he had done 7 times, his skin came to him clean again.
Amen.
Amen. The first time he went, came back, the leprosy was still there. He did it 7 times. If he had done it 6 times, the leprosy, he would still carry it. Praise God. And so we must do everything to the letter. What the word of God says, let us do it the same. We don't add anything. We don't take anything out of it. Let's stay right with the word. The way how it has been said. The way how it has been presented to us. Let's stay with it that way. Oh, amen. 6 times. It wouldn't have gone. The prophet has said 7 times, and 7 times he had his word, his body clean up again. Amen. Let's look at Abraham. He was mindful of what? The promise. Let's turn to Hebrews 11:15. Hebrews 11:15. The word of God came to him. Come out from your people. And he received that word upon his heart. If it has received it in his mind. But you see, God, you have to tell me, where am I going? You have to show me. When I go, will I have a place to lay my head? Would I have a food to eat? So who is going to, how am I going to get clothing? You see? Is what? Is in the mind here. So reasoning. But when he said, Abraham, separate yourself. Come out from out of your kindreds and your people and go to a place that I will show you. He never reasoned. He received it right into the heart. And he started going. Oh, praise the Lord. If you had received it here questioning, you had to question God, but you have to at least show me where I'm going. But the scripture says, he set forth not knowing where he was going. Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews 11:15. He said, and truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. See? Abraham, if he had been mindful of where he had come from, see, when he went out, he was what? He didn't see anything good. All wilderness. Because the Bible says he was staying in what? In the wilderness, in tents. Praise God. He didn't see anything better than his own home. He didn't see anything better than his own home. Amen. But because the word of God was upon his heart, it renewed his mind. And he went forth. See? And he said if he had been mindful of his home, he would have gone back. Just like what? The children of Israel in the wilderness. They were mindful of what? Egypt. So they wanted to go back. But Abraham was not mindful of where his back. No, sir. He was moving forward. Because God says, move. Amen. He received it upon his heart. And it renewed him. Verse 60. But now, why? Because they desired a better country. Oh, hallelujah. A better country that is unheavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. For he hath prepared for them a city. See? If I would see, and ears will hear, and we will keep it upon our hearts, or we will see the good things that God has prepared for his own that love him. If eyes will see, and ears will hear, and drop into the heart, we will be what? We will see the good things that God has what prepared for us. Praise the Lord. Abraham. No one was stopping him. He could have gone back. He said, but what is this? God, look at where I was sleeping under a better place. But now look at my situation. Praise the Lord. Look at my situation now. Brother, God, look at my situation. But yet, it is what? God in your heart. And so you move on. No matter how. The condition, the situation. Amen. You continue to move forward. That renews your mind. Amen. Let's look at the last people, because I have a lot of, but let's look at the one last people. Oh, my. But if I could just finish with two. Now, let's look at the disciples. Let's turn quickly to Matthew 4:18-22. Matthew 4:18-22. Quickly. Renewing of our minds. It has to come by the heart, through the heart. And Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. And now listen, verse what? Verse 20. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. Amen. Amen. Hey. Straight away. You see, Jesus, when you read, he said, Jesus, when he had what? after the victory over Satan, and he started his ministry, he was preaching and healing and what? Teaching. Amen. And so Peter and the rest might have what? Heard about him. But they don't know so much about him. They have heard about him. Because Jesus started without what? Disciples. He was teaching, preaching, and healing. Then passed one day. They know him that, that's the preacher going. Then he said, follow me. Straight away, they left everything. Praise God. He never went here. If it had gone here, they would have begun to what? Question. But one time, while they were disciples, something went in here. They asked, we have left everything, forsaken everything, followed you. So what are we going to gain? You see, something went in here. Praise the Lord. You see? Something went in here. Yes, it's true. Sometimes it will go here. But let it come down, my brother. Let it drop back. When the questioning is coming, when the reasoning is coming, let it drop back again. Amen. Amen. And Jesus said, no one leaves mother, father, son, and everything and follow me and will ever regret it. Praise the Lord. But here, he said, follow them straight away. They did what? They followed him. Because what he said, follow me, it fell upon their heart. But that rich young ruler, when he said, follow me, it was here. He said, that means my business. That means this, that, I can. So it was, he failed. See the point? Amen. Let's continue, verse 21. And going from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, and mending their nets. And he called to them. And immediately, oh, praise the Lord. The other one straight away. This one immediately. Oh, yes, sir. They followed. They left their father. Oh, my. They left it. They left him. And followed him. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's quickly now go to the one before we. Now let's take Paul. Let's take Paul now. Paul, let's read Philippians 3:4-9. Quickly. Philippians 3:4-9. The renewing of our minds. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he had whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, see, before everything was in the flesh. Praise God. Everything of him was in the flesh. That if even amongst you, if anyone's before was living in the flesh, he said, I the more. But meanwhile, you see, verse 5, I have been circumcised on the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, of Hebrews of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching righteousness, which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me? See, when he was living in the flesh, when he was living with his mind and his thoughts. So he thought he was doing the will of God. It was what? Here. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss. See, but verse 7. But what things were gained to me? Those I counted loss for Christ. Verse 8. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord. See? For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. see, when he met Christ, and the whole thing becomes the heart now, doing what? The work. Oh, all that he has gained, everything became what? Dung to him. Brethren, if we can drop everything of the flesh, praise God, and surrender our hearts to him by the renewing of our minds. Oh, yes, sir. Brethren, look at it. Saul, who was called, later his name changed to Paul. Do you think the life he was leading as a Pharisee and following Christ, which was the hard way, when he was following Christ, very hard way, times he was beaten, amen, shipwrecked, many things he had to go through. Who dared, the time he was a Pharisee, who dared to what, take a whip and whip me? Hey! Hey! What are you saying? Whip Saul, the Pharisee, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, of the tribe of Benjamin, of the stock of Israel. Hey, who dare you? He rather give orders and you will be whipped. Amen. Or you will be killed even. But now, he has become what? The receiving side now. Praise the Lord. Because there has been what? A renewing of his mind. He had received Christ into his heart. Praise God. So that had been a renewing of his mind. Before, his mind was what? He thought he was doing the right thing. But his mind and thoughts were what? Contrary to the will of God. But now when it got renewed, oh hallelujah, he became a real tool in the hand of God. That is what we God expects us this evening. Amen. And let me read the confession of Paul in 1 Timothy 1, 12 to 17. Then, brethren, this evening, just come to him. Ask for a renewing of your mind. Let's look at that. 1 Timothy 1, 12 to 17. He said, "And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me," who listened closely, "who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into this ministry." Oh, brethren, let us thank the Lord for what he has done for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's thank the Lord. Verse 13. He said, "Who was before a blasphemer?" Before I was a blasphemer. I was a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy. Amen. We have all obtained mercy, brethren, because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. We, all what we did in the past, we did it ignorantly. So we have obtained mercy. Praise God. So let us not go back to it. Let us not find a captain to lead us back. Oh my. Let us not appoint a captain to lead us back. But let us go. The promised land is before us. Amen. Oh. He said, "And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant." That is what we are rejoicing in him. See? His grace is what? Exceeding abundant. "And with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." Oh, I love this testimony from Paul. "This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ came into the world to save sinners, whom I am the chief." Amen. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ must show forth all long-suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to live everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invincible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Yes, brethren, tonight we need the renewing of our minds. Praise God. Just search yourself, examine yourself, and see where you need the renewing. Look at your mind and thoughts. If there is anything that is bringing questions and reasoning to you about anything, drop it into your heart. Praise God. Drop it into your heart. It will renew your mind. Praise God. That's the only way. Our musicians come and let us, just this evening, look at this and give glory to him. And renew the Lord. See, examine yourself closely. Here, if there is anything, let it come off. If it is what, something that does not need to fall into the heart here, let it go far away. Praise the Lord. If it is what? A kind of lust, a kind of evil things, that don't let it drop you, let it go far away. Praise the Lord. And let your heart open unto him. Every time you come here, every time you see a brother, you see a sister, oh, let the whole thing even see him here. Oh, just like whom? Aaron, going to the presence of God with the name of the 12 tribes upon his breastplate. Oh, praise God. He can never be against any of them and go and stand before the Lord. Let's carry one another into the presence of the Lord upon the breastplate, upon our hearts, upon the good grounds. Let's always receive the word of God here. If there is any wayside thoughts or some stony thoughts that repels the word of God, when the word of God comes, you see something repelling it, say, oh, come on, I'm not going to take this. Oh, tonight, say, Lord, take that away. I want to receive the word of God from today upon my heart. Renew me, Lord. Renew my mind, renew my thoughts. Renew everything of me and let me be like Christ. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen. Creating me a clean heart, amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Create me a clean heart.
Thank you for the song.
Oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Oh, create in me a clean heart. Oh Lord. Oh. And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, so, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Oh, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, renew a right spirit within me.
Oh, create me tonight.
Create me a clean.
Oh, yes, Lord. That's our prayer tonight, Lord.
And renew a right spirit within me.
Oh, yes.
Create in me.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
A clean.
That's our prayer tonight, oh God.
Oh, God.
We need that, Lord. That
and
new spirit, oh God.
Spirit
a renewing of our hearts. Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, cast me not.
Oh, we have seen. Oh, many. Oh, Lord Jesus, we have heard.
And
we have seen.
Not thy holy.
And Lord, now
from
it's
me
upon our hearts, O God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Unto me the joy of thy salvation. Oh, and renew a right spirit within me.
Let's sing it once again.
Oh, cast me not away from thy presence. Oh, Lord, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Oh, Lord, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And renew a right spirit within.
Cast me not away. Let's sing it once again.
Oh, cast me not away from thy presence. Oh, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Oh, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And renew a right spirit within me.
Tonight, let's go down there. Let's go down. Let's go down. Because when we go up, oh, we will carry back our thoughts and our minds. But tonight, let's go down there. Amen. And ask the Lord if there is any confession tonight. Something in your minds and thoughts that you want the Lord to take away. Or if there are things that are still lingering in your mind, reasonings. Oh, tonight, say, Lord, all this reasoning, all these thoughts, asking why is it this way? Why is it this way? Why is it this way, Lord? All these reasonings, Father, tonight, I want it to be over. I want to see it over tonight, Lord. The Lord Jesus, my heart will be prepared as a good ground. Oh, to receive your word. Lord, I know. At times, Lord Jesus, these things, these reasonings come. Even about my brother, about my sister. But tonight, Lord, I want to see my brother. I want to see my sister. Oh, as a part of the body of Christ Jesus. I want to see him as my brother. I want to see him as my sister. Create that new spirit. Renew my thoughts. Renew my mind. Let everything come right of my heart, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes. I want my eyes to see the truth. I want my ears to hear. Oh, yes, Lord. And I want to keep them in my heart, Lord. The good grounds. The Lord. Your word will always grow, Lord, in my life. 100-fold. 60-fold. 30-fold. Oh, for everyone to see, Lord, the fruits. The fruits of the word of God in my life. So people see me and glorify your name. Renew me, Lord. Renew me. Renew me, Lord. Renew me, O God. There are doubts and challenges. Father, renew me. Renew my heart. Renew my mind. Oh, reveal, Lord, unto me. Father, I don't want to be like one of those people in that great multitude. That great multitude. I never like any of their situation of God in my life. I don't want to be like the rich young ruler. Father, let me be ready, O God, to forsake all. To forsake all and take up my cross and follow you. Just as Lord Jesus, the disciples did. They followed. Straight away, let me always say amen to your word. Let it come upon my heart, O God. Let me receive your word immediately. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. I want to be like Abraham. My faith, Lord. Even if, Lord, it requires of God that I need to abandon the things that I cherish so much. For your word of God, Lord, give me that faith. Renew my heart. Renew my mind, oh God. That, Lord, when it comes to forsaking the things, oh Lord, I cherish so much. Lord, help me with the renewing of my mind. Lord Jesus, I will abandon them without having any thoughts about them. For your sake, Lord, help me to abandon the things that stands, Lord Jesus, against my faith, Lord. Help me to abandon them. That, Lord Jesus, my heart will always, oh, be a good ground, Lord. My heart will be a good ground. Good grounds to receive your word of God. Oh, you have said, who hath ear to hear? Let him hear. Yes, Lord. My ears, Lord Jesus, are tuned. Lord Jesus, if there is any dullness in my ears, Lord, clear every dullness in my ears, Lord. That when I hear, I understand and say amen without any thoughts of it. Without any thought, without any reasoning. Renew my mind, Lord. Renew my mind, O God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We need a renewing. Amongst ourselves, Lord. Amongst ourselves. Father, we pray. This evening, Lord, as many of our brethren who are not here, Lord Jesus, we pray that, oh God, the very message tonight, Lord, you have given to us. You know how, Lord, to bring this upon their hearts, Lord. Father, renew every heart here. Renew every mind here in this church. Renew us, Lord. If there is any conformity, any spirit that would like to bring us, oh Lord, to the world, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, kill every thought of the world. The world and its evil things, O God. Father, we pray the Holy Ghost to make a wedge around Lord Jesus. Every thought and every mind, that there wouldn't be any way for our thoughts to linger into the world, O God. Renew it, Lord Jesus. Let your word, O God, grow in our hearts, Lord, that it will renew our minds, that the world will not have a place in our thoughts. Transform us, O Lord. Oh, by that renewing of our minds, that, Lord, we'll be able to prove the things that are good and acceptable and perfect, Lord, before you, O God. Yes, Lord. We commit, Lord, the church into your hands. Lord, we want one heart for the church, one mind for the church, a renewed, O God. The church. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. One heart. A renewed heart of the church. The Lord. Our thoughts and our minds, O God, will be under, O God, the Holy Spirit, right out from our hearts, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Any suspicious mind is of the devil. Take them away, Lord. Any strife, Lord, in Jesus' name. Any strongholds, imaginations of the mind. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, in this church tonight, let it go far away. Renew, Lord Jesus, every heart of God, every mind here. Oh, how much, Lord, we need this renewing. How much, Lord, we pray, O God. Oh, just the testimony of Paul. So much, O God. Oh, Paul said, I was a blasphemer. I was a persecutor. I was an injurious. But I obtained mercy. Lord, help us. Let each and everyone obtain that mercy, Lord. That we will be renewed in our hearts, in our thoughts, in our minds. Lord, we confess that we did all this. As Paul said, we did it ignorantly in unbelief. But tonight, Lord, we need a renewing. A renewing of our minds and of our thoughts, Lord. Let your grace, which is exceeding abundant, O Lord, be our portion, O God. We know that, Lord Jesus, you came. The purpose is to save we sinners, Lord. Renew us, Lord. Renew us, Lord. Create now a new mind, a new thought, spiritual mind of God. Create, Lord, in us. Create in this church. Create in our children. Create in our wives. Create in our husbands. Create, Lord Jesus, that new heart of God in this church now. Oh, the Lord, we can come together. Oh, rejoicing in the Spirit. Create it now, oh God. And renew us, Lord. Create it, Lord Jesus. Though many of our brethren are not here, but Lord, you know how to touch them wherever they are. The Lord Jesus, tonight, what you have done amongst us here, Lord, touch them wherever they are. Something, O Lord, be done right now, O God, wherever they are. Something, O God, touch one another. The Lord Jesus, every imagination, the thought in the mind of God, Lord, let it get out now. And let Lord Jesus bring up our hearts, the good grounds, to yield fruits 100-folds, 60-folds. Oh, the fruits of the Holy Spirit to God. That your name be glorified. Lord, we are coming back here on Friday. We commit, Lord Jesus, our precious brother Christian, into your hands as he comes to God to fellowship with us. Father, let us come with a renewed heart. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. With joy, O God, to hear your word, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, O Lord. We give you the glory. Lord, right deep in my heart, O God, how I feel so satisfied, Lord, that there is nothing in my mind, there is nothing in my thoughts. It's all coming from my heart, O God. The love of God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, that my mind is free. My thoughts are free. Oh Lord Jesus, and my heart is in control. The Holy Spirit, the dwelling place where, oh Lord, you always want to dwell, oh God. Come dwell, oh there. And Father, let the works, oh God, be done, be seen in the very life of us, oh God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. We honor you, Lord. Oh, even as Paul said, now unto the King eternal, immortal, invincible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Courage bless you. A renewed mind. A renewed mind. Oh, yes, sir. Renewed. God has created something. Praise God. Oh, how much I love everybody. Amen. True from the heart here. Amen. Let it be to each and everyone. You just see your brother, you just see that something in here making you see, you don't understand it, but it makes you happy that even you've met your brother. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen. Let's sing the song, Take the Name of Jesus with you.
I always like Brother Wilmore to always close us with a prayer. So let him come first before we can sing that song. Brother Wilmore, come and give us a prayer. Praise the Lord.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are most thankful tonight, Lord, that Father, despite what the enemy may do, Lord, you are still with us, Father.
Amen.
Lord, our minds are brought in to remembrance of a man a long time ago called Jonah, when he was right under the bottom of the sea, Lord, in the belly of a fish. And he prayed unto you, and you heard him, Father.
Amen.
And tonight, Lord, it looks like we are in that situation too, Lord. Amen. That, Father, we may be in different situations, Lord, that are almost impossible. Even in the physical, Lord, there's so much noise coming from the outside. Yet, Father, despite the circumstances, Father, you hear our prayers anyhow.
Amen.
And we are thankful tonight, Lord, that, Father, in the simple story of a man called Naaman, you have shown such a powerful thing, Lord, that, Father, oh God, we can remain with our leprosy today.
Amen.
If we choose to do so, Lord God, that we would think of other solutions that are better than your solution.
Amen.
Then indeed we will go home without a renewed mind.
Yes.
But Father, if we are willing to be humble tonight,
Amen.
Lord, if we are willing to put away our own thoughts, Lord, if we are willing, Lord, to come as little children,
Amen.
Father, and wash even in the place that is despised by the world,
yes.
Oh God, and go to that refuge that is called your word.
Amen.
Father, you are more than willing to renew our minds.
Amen.
And I pray for every brother, every sister that's here tonight. Lord, you know the situation that your people are in, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, oh God, may your spirit come down tonight into the life of every person.
Yes.
Lord, let it be that, Father, we would humble ourselves, that when your Spirit comes and tells us, Lord, the things that we ought to do,
Amen.
Father, may we find enough grace, Lord, in your sight, to do as you have commanded us, Lord. Help us, Father, to use even this weapon that you have given us, the weapon of prayer, Lord. Lord, that we may kneel down on our knees and call upon your name, for you promise that you would hear, Father.
Yes,
I pray, Father, that, Lord, it may be so in our minds today, Father, that if there are things that we are holding in there, Lord,
yes.
Father, may they depart, Lord, if
in
they are contrary
Jesus' name.
In your, to your word. Let them not stay there, Lord, for
yes.
they will corrupt us. Father, and if there are things that we ought to move from our intellectual minds
yes.
into the soul, oh God, I pray that you would help us tonight.
Yes.
Father, with the revelation, Lord, to help us, Lord, to move from the level of the man spirit into the realm of the God spirit.
Yes,
Father, for how can we understand your things unless it's by your spirit?
Yes,
I pray you help us, Father. Despite the opposition, help us to press in, Lord,
Amen.
And not be satisfied, Lord, oh God, by second best, but that, Lord, we may attain that which you have sent unto us, Father.
Yes,
I pray, Father, for the needs of the church. You know the needs of your people. Father, I commit them into your hands, Father, remembering, oh God, our brother Denzel, that you would help him, Lord, and touch
yes.
him and bring him away from that place where he is, Lord.
Yes.
I pray for every young person here, Lord, troubled, Lord, by the things that are going on in the world, that you would help them, Lord, to steal away to the ark of God,
Amen.
That, Father, they may be in a safe place, Lord. Remembering my own wife tonight, Lord, may you grant her grace tomorrow as she faces, Lord, Father, some examinations. I pray, Lord, that you would give her grace, Lord,
Amen.
That she would come out successful. Remembering even our brother Shepherd, Lord, the request that was put before, Lord, I commit him to you, Lord. How merciful you are to him, Father, in that, Lord, even in the lowest times of his life, Father, you encouraged him.
Yes.
Father, showing there is something, Lord, that you have in store for him. I pray you would grant it, Father.
Yes.
Lord, it says in your word, all things are possible
Amen.
To them that love thee, Lord.
Amen.
And I know how he believes in you, Father.
Yes.
So I pray for his children, break home, Lord, that one of these days, Father, you will unite them once again.
Amen.
Father, I believe this with all my heart. I do, Lord. Father, I commit it into your hands. May you bless our brother Andrew. Lord, I commit him to you, Lord,
yes,
for the
Lord.
Work that lays before us. It's not a work that is easy to do as a man, but I commit him to you that, Father, you would continue to give him wisdom
yes,
and heavenly strength, Lord, that he may continue to lead us, Father, that you
Amen.
May continue to use him, Lord, to bring us into that place
yes,
where
Lord.
You want us
Amen.
To be. May you help, Lord, and bless each and every person that helps in the ministry. Remembering our brother Maxwell, Lord, Father, bless him tonight, Lord. Give him a good journey home. Bless his family. Father, may you watch over us, Lord. If there be any other needs in the hearts of your people, Father, we bring them before you, asking, Lord, that you would bless each and every one of them. Help us, Father, that we may do our part tonight, Lord. Father, for you have desired to partner yourselves with men, Lord. May we be in that place tonight, Father, that you would show us the things to do and we would go forth with such courage, Lord, to do as you desire of us, Lord. We ask your grace, we ask your mercy. May you keep us, Lord, until we meet again on Friday. We commit these things into your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yes, take the name of Jesus with you. There is no nothing greater than what taking the name with you. And put it in your heart. Amen.
The name of Jesus with you. Child of sorrow and of woe, into joy and comfort give you, take it then wherever you go. Oh, precious name, oh, how sweet hope of earth. Joy of heaven, precious. comfort and joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus with you. I'll search you from every sin. If temptations run, precious name.